हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो ट्वेल्थ चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 24। विद्या परिघं वित्र स्नाय मरेन्दम इंद्राय बहिनत द्वारं वाम हस्तेन मारिष। अविद्या व्हीलिंग राउंड परिघं आयरन ट्राइडेंट वित्र वित्रासुर स्नायसम ट्राइडेंट मेड ऑफ Iron run Arindama. Vitrasur was competent enough to subdue his enemy Indraya and to Indra Prahinat through a released upon him Gorang very fearful Vamahasana by his left hand Marisa, O best of the king Maharaj Parikshit. Translation: O the best of the kings Maharaj Parikshit, Vitrasur was completely able to subdue his enemy, took his trident made of iron and wheeling it round, he aimed at Indra and then he released upon him. Text number 25. Sathu Vitrasya Parighankarancha Parigopamam Vichheda Yugapad Deva Padjena Satapatmana. So King Indra too fired Vitrasya Vitrasur Parigham the iron trident Karancha, as well as his hand, Parigopavam, hand which was as strong as the trunk of an elephant, Vichheda, cut into pieces, Jukapa simultaneously, Vajrena, in the thunderbolt, Satapadmana, by the name Satapadva. Translation: Indra also, by his thunderbolt, by the name Satapadva, simultaneously cut into pieces the trident released by Vitrasu, as well as his hand cut into pieces. Text number 26. Udbham mutkitya mulabhyam babhu rakta srabosura chinna pakha jatha gotra adbhrashta vajjinahataha. Udbham by the two arms mutkitya mulabhyam cut from the very root. Babhu, he was raptasrava, profusely discharging blood, asura, vitrasura, chinna pakha cut by the wings jatha as an as gotra, the mountain khadbhrashtya. Falling from the sky, Bajina by Indra, who uses the thunderbolts, hata, killed. Translation: Vitrasur being cut off by the two arms, profusely discharged blood, and he looked very beautiful, exactly like the mountain or flying mountain, killed by Indra being cut into pieces, the wings, but it appears in the statement of this verse that sometimes there are flying mountains also with wings which are cut by the thunderbolt of Indra. Vitrasur looked like that, although he was not a mountain, but his huge body appeared to be like mountain. Text number 27, 28 and 29. Mahaprana Mahabija Mahasarpa Iva Dipam Dharang Hanum Bhumau Daiti Dibutarang Hanum Navo Gambhira Bajin Deli Hulana Juhaya Angstrabhi Kalukalpabhi Asaniva Jagatrayam Pati Matra Mahakaya Akhi Pangsta Tasagirin Girirat Padachari Vadhang Jarayan Mahim Jagrasasar Masada Bajirang Sahabahanam. Mahaprana very highly strong by bodily strength. Mahabija strength uncommonly prayed. Mahasarpa, the biggest snake, Iba, like Deepam, as if another planet. Ta, playing Adharang, down, Anung, chin, Humau, on the ground, Daitya, like the Asura, Vibhu, Tarang, Hanum, the other, or the upper part of the chin, Anung, chin, Abha, sky, Gambhira, deep, Bhaktrena, by the mouth, Eliha, the king, Hullana, flames, of fire, jiva, by the tongue, dangstravi, by the teeth, alokalpavi, exactly like the time factor, at the time of death, prasan, twirling, jiva, like jagatran, the three worlds, putimatra, very high, mahakaya, assuming a very great body, akhipam, moving, tarasha, great fort, green, the mountain, girirat, like the Himalayan mountain, padacharibo, as if moving by the leg, bhang, by the leg, nijayam, punishing, mahim, the surface of the world, the grasa, followed up, saw, he, masadhya, by capturing, bajinam, Indra, who carries the thunderbolt, Abhahanam, along with carrier, the elephant. Translation, Pitrasu was very, very powerful by bodily strength and influence. Now, kept his lower part of the chin on the ground, and the other part, upper part, expanded to the sky. In this way, his mouth became very, very big, and his tongue just like big serpent. And at the time of his death, he was just trying to chew the whole universe by his teeth. This way, the great demon Pitrasu, assuming a very, very big body, began to chastise even the mountain, and by his legs, he began to dismantle the surface of the earth, as if Himalayan mountain is moving. This way, he came before Indra, and thus he swallowed up Indra along with his carrier, the elephant, exactly like a big python swallows up a big elephant. Text number 30. Pitrakrastam tamalakya prajapatayo sura akastamithi vidvinya krushu samaharsaya. Pitrakrastam, being Indra, thus being swallowed up by Pitrasura, from him Alokya, being in that condition, of Prajapataya, along with Lord Brahma, another Prajapati, Sura, all the demigods, ah, custom, oh, what a tribulation, iti, thus saying, Nidbinya, being very much morose, Takrusu began to lament from Maharshaya, along with the great sages. Translation, when it was seen that Indra was swallowed up by the great demon, at that time Prajapati, Lord Brahma and others, great friendly person, all the demigods became very, very morose and began to say, what a tribulation, thus began to lament. Text number 31. Nirgunopya prendrena no mamaro darangataha mahapurusa sannadhyo yugamaya valena cha nirgunya swallowed up opi aldo osirandrena by the best of the asuras, Pitrasura. No, not Amara died Udaram within the abdomen. Tata, although he was put into there, Mahapurusa, the Supreme Lord, Narayana, Sannadha, being accomplished by the talisman known as Narayana Kavach, Yoga Maya Balena, as well as by mystic power which Indra possessed himself, Cha, although also translation. The Narayana talisman which Indra possessed is as good as Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, being protected by the talisman as well as by dint of his mystic power, King Indra, although swallowed up within the belly of Vitras, he did not die. Text number 32. Hitva Vajrena Tat Kukhin Niskramma Balavid Bapuhu Uchakarta Siro Satra Giri Singha Mibhujasa Hitya piercing through Vajrena by the thunderbolt. Tat Kukhin, the abdomen of Pitrasura, Niskramma, getting out Balavid with great power, Vibhu, the powerful Lord Indra, Uchakarta, cut into pieces, Hira, his head, Tatra, in Indra, Krishinga, the peak of mountain, Ibo, like that, Ojasa, great force. Translation, in Indra also was very, very powerful. Thus, by his thunderbolt, he pierced through the abdomen of Pitrasu, and with great force, he immediately cut into two the head of Pitrasu, which was as high as the peak of a mountain. Next. 33. Vajjastu tatkandhasu vega vrintan samantatu parivartamanah apatayatava dahargarvanena jujuti samayane vatra bhatte. Text number 33. Vajjastu tatkandhasu vega vrintan samantatu parivartamanah apatayatava dahargarvanena jujuti samayane vatra bhatte. Just to a thunderbolt also, Tat Kandharam, Pitrasura's neck, Asubhiga, great force, Vrintan, to cut into two, Samanta, all round, Parivartamana, was rotating to cut the neck, Kapata, of course, ultimately, cut into two, Tavat, taking so much time, Arhaganena, so many days, to that we, Jyotisham, of the luminary sun, moon, and other planet, on a moving two sides of the equator. Vartahatte took so much time just to kill Pitrasura. Translation, the thunderbolt, although rotating around the neck of Pitrasura with great force, still to separate the head from the body, it took complete 1 year, 360 days, which is taken by the sun, moon, and other luminaries, complete 1 year, or 360 days. This way, the head of Vritrasura fell down on the ground. Ekshama 34. Adacha ke dandvayo mineru andharva siddho namahansi sangha patragna lingai mahistuvana mantai mudaku sumai rabhavarsan. Pada at that time cha also ke in the higher planetary system in the sky. Dandvayo, the kettle drums in those planets, mineru were sounded. Andharva, the planetary system known as Gandharva Loka. Vidhya, the planet which is known as Siddha Loka. Ra Maharshi Sangha, along with the seven saintly persons residing in the planet known as Saptarshi Sangha, their groups, the seven star groups, Vartakna Lingai, in the form of killer of Vritrasura, Abhishtuvana, just offering prayer unto Indra, Mantrai by various mantra. Tom unto Indra, Kusumai by flower, Rabhavarsan by showering flowers upon him. Translation: in this way, when Vritrasura was killed, at that time in the higher planetary system, namely the heavenly planets, the Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, there was beating of the kettle drum in jubilation, and by Vedic hymns they began to eulogize Indra by showering flowers upon him. Text number 35. Vritrasura deha niskrantam atma jyoti tarindama pasyatam sarvadevanam alokam samapaddata. Vritrasura deha from the body niskrantam, while coming out, atma jyoti, his spirit soul, as brilliant as the effulgence of Brahma, Parindrama, O the king, Prikhit, who can subdue his enemies, Vashyata, as seen by Sarvadevana, all the demigods, Alokam, supreme abode, full of Brahma effulgence, Amapaddada, he achieved. Translation: O the king Prikhit, subduer of enemies, that time, from the body of Vritrasura, the part living being, he came out, and in order to go back to home, back to garden, while all the demigods sing, he entered in the transcendental world to become associate of Lord Sankarsam, the spiritual world. Prabhupada, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in this way gives an explanation. Actually, Vritrasura was not king. Indra was king, in the sense that while Vritrasura swallowed up the king Indra along with his carrier, elephant, certainly he thought, Indra is finished. I have killed Indra. So there is no more use of fighting. Now let me go back to home, back to garden. In this way, he became situated, drunk, stopping his all bodily activity. Taking advantage of the silence of the body, Indra came out of the belly, piercing through the abdomen. And because Vritrasura was in trance, it was possible for him to come out. Now, Vritrasura was in Kumbhak Yoga Samadhi. Therefore, his neck became very, very stiff. Although King Indra wanted to cut his throat, it was so stiff that his thunderbolt took complete 360 days to cut into pieces. Actually, the body left by Vritrasura was cut into pieces by Indra. He was not killed. He, his original consciousness, went back to home, back to Godhead, to become associate with Lord Sankarsan. There, Aloka means transcendental world, the Vaikuntha Loka, where Sankarsan resides eternally. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 12th chapter, 6th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Next, 13th chapter. The summary of the 13th chapter is as follows. In this chapter, it is described that Indra was very much afraid of killing a Brahman. Vritrasura was a Brahman. Thus, he fled from the scene. And how he was saved by the grace of Lord Vishnu is described in this chapter. The story is like this. When all the demigods combined together requested Indra to kill Vritrasura, who was a Brahman, he refused to do it. All the demigods, however, encouraged Indra that he should not be afraid of killing a Brahman, because Indra was being protected by Narayana Kavur, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. As such, even by glimpse of chanting the name of Narayana, one becomes free from all the sinful reaction of killing woman, cow, Brahman. So he was advised to perform the sacrifice of Ashwamedh Yagya, by which Narayana is free. And as such, the performance of such yagya kills the whole universe. He is not implicated with the sinful reaction. Under this instruction of the demigod, Indra became engaged in fighting with Vritrasura. However, Vritrasura was killed. Everyone became satisfied except King Indra, because he knew what was the position of Vritrasura. This is the nature of great personality. A great personality, even though he acquired illegally some opulence of the world, he remains always the same and blissful. Indra could understand that certainly he was entangled by sinful reaction of killing a Brahmin. He could see how the sinful reaction of personified was following him backward, and as such fled out of fear here and there and began to think of how to get rid of the sinful reaction. In this condition he went to Manas Sarovar, and there, being protected by the goddess of fortune, he meditated there for thousands of years. During this time Nahusha reigned, ruled over the heavenly planet as representative of Indra. Unfortunately, he became attracted by the beauty of Indra's wife, Sachidevi. Therefore, on account of this sinful desire, he had to accept the body of a serpent next life. This way, Indra later on performed a great sacrifice, taking help from big Brahmana, saintly person, and in this way he was relieved from the reaction of sinful life on account of killing a Brahman. Text number 1. Sri Suka Uvacha Vitte Hate Trayoluka Vina Sakrina Bhurida Kapala Jabavan Sadhya Vijjara Vitendriya. Sri Suka Uvacha, Sukadeva Goswami continued to speak. Vitte Hate, upon the death of Vritrasura, Trayoluka, the three planetary systems, upper, middle and lower, Vina without Sakrindra, name is Sakra, Bhurida, Maharaj Parikshit, greatest person to give in charity, Kapala, all the different ruler of different planets. He, indeed, Abhavan, all of them became Sadhya, immediate Vijjara, without any fear of death. Nibhita, being very much pleased, Indriya of their senses. Translation, oh, King Parikshit, so much charitably disposed. And Vritrasura was killed, except Indra, all the demigods became very, very happy and pleased. Text number 2. Devarsi Sri Bhutani Vaitya Deva Pugasayam Prati Jagmu Prati Snani Brahme Sina Vayastata.